in this whole process. And I suspect that even when it comes to building the missile defense system, there'd be some big advantage to have this railroad connection at that time to bring in the materials and all the different kinds of things. They really do want a railroad connection for the missile defense system. So I suspect there might be some money in the federal government for this. Or there may be, if we finally get some kind of an approval and identify a corridor that appears to be buildable over the long term, that there are some big railroad companies that would be interested in doing this. And they may come to the table with some money. There may be some bonding available and or other methods of financing. And I'm not here to do the financing. I'm only here to implement this to go forward if someone else has all those kinds of plans.
Representative Green.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My concern is, Representative James, is that in order to start this thing, the feasibility, where can the line go? That is no mean task, like you said, $250 million just to get to Delta. We're talking about a significant amount of money to establish even what is a feasible route or routes. There may be a problem with going this way because we get into some problem two-thirds of the way down the road. Probably there are a sequence of events from aerial photography to on the ground to ownership and things like that that would take some time, and I'm concerned that you put in a pretty big bite here because they need to then to complete, as I read this, even the environmental requirements that might be. That in itself is a several-year project.
Well, are you familiar with the Senator Murkowski's legislation? Well, at the end of last year, before the Congress finished, he passed his Rails to Resources piece of legislation, which authorizes a bilateral commission, 12 Alaskans and 12 Americans and 12 Canadians with different kinds of specificity as who they are, and a $6 million fiscal note on the U.S. side to create this commission to do a feasibility study in the next 3 years. And we're waiting at this point in time for the protocol and everything to follow through and get the Canadians to pass the same legislation on their side with a light fiscal note, in which case then this commission will be appointed and we'll go forward with a feasibility study with probably $10, $12 million to do the feasibility study. And it's going to be pretty difficult for them to do a feasibility study if we don't have any authority to have any route. And that's why I have this on the table, is so that if we get the, and once that Canadian approval of that gets happening, I think it's going to be pretty quick when this feasibility commission is going to come together. And I wanted to have some authority for them to know that it's not going to do them any good to do a feasibility study if we can never get a railroad there. That's where I'm trying to go with this issue. The other thing is Dr. Paul Metz at the university has made some grant applications to do a complete geology study of both the existing rail from Fairbanks to the Seward to Seward, and also to do this line so that we'll have the geology information, and presumably he will get that grant application, be working on that this year. So there's a lot of interest in this issue. I think it's a wide enough area. We've got room there in some way, shape, or form for all these different kinds of transportation and utility things we want going down the highway. And this is a beginning to find out where that is and what works. With a gas line, they don't need the same kind of topography that a rail does, but it's critical. The topography is critical for a railroad.
Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's where I was going, yeah. We've talked about, we've heard in dialogue that there might be a commonality between the pipeline and the rail. Pipeline and the highway, I could see, because you have a lot more flexibility there. With the grades required for a railroad, you wouldn't need that for pipeline or highway.
Well, no, that's true, but they've told me the gas runs better when it's flat.
Well, okay. However, there are myriad pipelines where they're not.
I understand that.
The concern, though, when we talk feasibility, that to me is what I would think is where can we go is part of a feasibility study. But to empower them to right of eminent domain, and seems like you're, with this bill, going far beyond the feasibility portion, and that's kind of where I hear you say that Murkowski is, and that's where I would think I would want to be, is this thing even feasible? Get a feasibility study done and then say, okay, yeah, except we've got some First Nations lands here, we've got some Native lands here, we've got federal lands here, we've got, but we don't have as many over here. That's feasibility to me.
Well, let me tell you one more thing that is my concern, and without regard to my very good friend here on my right, is that I have been in the legislature, this is for the ninth year, and every time anybody wants to do anything, there's always some reason why you can't do this till you do this. And everyone has an argument as to why we can't do it. Well, and they'll study it to death and never get there. And I want to have something that says we're going to go there. If you don't like the way the language is written, I'll fix it. I'll put anything in there that you want, but I want to authorize something on paper that authorizes the fact that there is an opportunity to have a rail corridor and utility corridor going into Canada. And that's going to take something, if I can't get it out of the people who work for the state, and I can't get it out of the legislature, there's no point in even talking about it. We might as well tell Washington, D.C., we don't want any kind of industry or any kind of expansion or any kind of economic activity in the state. You've got to start someplace. And I understand the biggest argument I have with people is, where's the money going to come from? You know, if you have an ability to do something and there's an opportunity out there, somebody will come forward with the money. It just happens. But if you wait till you get the money, they're not going to come forward with the money until they know that once they come forward with the money, they can do something. So it's which came first, the chicken or the egg? And I'm saying that you got to have an opportunity for people to have to see the opportunity before the money's going to come forward. Otherwise, they say, well, no, don't think we'll get there. Too many people complain. Too many, no, the environmentalists won't let you do that. All those reasons. There is nothing that cannot be accomplished if you really want to do it, and if the desire of getting to the end result is there, and that's where I'm at. If we don't have some economic activity in this state, we're going to dry up. We won't blow away, but we certainly will funnel ourselves down into a hole we can never get out of.
Do you have a testimony, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, one more, I think, follow-up with Representative Green.
The people that put money up do feasibility studies, and we are complaining, we may not like it, but the people who are thinking about putting the money up for a gas line are doing a feasibility study. Part of the feasibility study would be not just only can you get there, what are the environmental concerns, what are the economics. That's all part of a feasibility study, and I have no problem. I would champion that, co-sponsor, do all that. I'm just suggesting that this goes far beyond that, and we may not want to go there. We may find that, well, it's a great idea, and we can get rails there, and we can develop, or, unfortunately, we can't do it economically. We would like to develop, for example, with Calista, gold reserves all through the Yukon Delta. Why don't we? Because it's not economic. It's a wonderful idea. God knows it would be fabulous if we could put that Native corporation in the black because of all the potential gold that's in there. It's just not economic. They did a feasibility study. They did some core work. They've got what it's going to be worth, how much they can mine, what it'll cost, and at gold prices, they can't do it. And all I'm suggesting is that this assumes we are, by God, going to build a railroad. And I'm saying that's a wonderful concept, but maybe we won't.
And I totally disagree with you.
Go ahead with this. Did you have, before we go on, did you have a couple of sponsors' amendments that you wanted to, or sponsor amendments?
At this time, I don't. There is a real minor one.
I have a minor one in my packet.
White Horse, Yukon Territory should be just White Horse, Yukon. Take the territory off.
Take the territory off.
They go by Yukon, not Yukon Territory.
Would somebody like to move this bill so we can get it on the table and make the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move to amend on page 1 the title to remove the word territory on line 2, and then on page 3 remove the word territory on lines 21, 22, and 25, and request unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? Okay, then we'll take up the piece of legislature, bill here as amended. Would anybody like to move the...
If we need to get lethal back.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a comment then.
Let's have an easement. Go ahead and make a comment.
Okay, just I noticed here in the sponsor statement in the book that there was reference to Mike Deegan and his confusion with the technology that's available in the 19th century versus the 21st century. And I would like to find, I don't think Representative James C. was in error. I think that he was referring to another James gang who used to rob railroads. And
that was my ex-husband's relation.
It was? We have a 19th century James gang that robbed him, and then we have a 21st century who wants to build him.
Well, so, do you need to declare a conflict of interest?
Okay, we have a... did we amend that legally?
Yes, we did.
All right, because we don't need a court of amend. So now if there's a motion to move this as amended.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move House Bill number 241 as amended with attached zero fiscal note and individual recommendations out of this committee.
Is there objection?
But I'm going to get there.
There being none, it's forwarded. Thank you very much. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is in the committee meeting. It didn't do too bad. It's 4 minutes after 3 o'clock.
Good job, Mr. Chairman.